So when Jesus said, I am the source, you are the path that manifests the outcome. But in order for you to manifest the outcome, you have to learn to stay with me, to stay with me, to abide, kutembea na mimi. So how you stay with him, I've said this over and over, is first by maintaining the consciousness that he is with you, and he is not only with you, but your source. He's not just with you, he is your source. Narudia, he is not just with you, he is your source. And he is a source that wants to supply. Constantly wants to supply, but it is looking for someone that will rest, abide, or stay with him. And this is where the issue of working with God comes. Nilisema siku moja, one of the most important decisions you can make as a child of God is to decide to start working with God. The first important decision you made is to be born again. Congratulations. The second one is to begin to work with him. This is where the outcomes now was in a quote profound. In this lifestyle of working with the Lord, you will understand after you start doing it that impressing people does not matter anymore. You go past the stage of impressing, needing, wanting approval from people. Because now you are moving with the most supreme authority in the world and the universe. It is a consciousness that can humble someone if you really open your eyes to see it. It is the consciousness that brings peace, stillness, in and out of season. So it doesn't matter what the enemies do. It does not matter who is against you. It does not matter the magnitude of the opposition that you are facing. It does not matter. The way of Christianity is that you don't have to do life by yourself anymore. The way of Jesus, the way that Jesus came to bring, forget your religion, is the way of working with him. Kutembea naye. That is the way. But this way is not the way of hard work. Hautakiwi ku struggle to do this. It is the way that you receive. It is not the way that is demanded of you. It's your force. It can only come when you understand. And in the things of God, I've come to realize that there is a battle in so many Christians. And their battle is to please God, to do things for God, to give so that God will not do this, to do this so that God will do this, to do this. So many people are doing things out of fear and not out of the love of God for them. There are people that are tithing out of fear, giving out of fear, praying out of fear, serving God out of fear. They may be even here in the session out of fear. There are people that are moving in their lives out of fear. But God has called us not to move out of fear, but to move out of his love for us. And the love of God for us is the love that has been freely supplied to us. There is nothing that is demanded for us to do but receive. So everything that God wants to do for you is for you to receive. Not for you to work to get. It's for you to learn to receive. Your healing is already available. Your success is already available. Your restoration already available. You have to learn to receive. You have to know that you deserve every good that is in God. Not because of what you do, or what you did, or what you're about to do, but because of what Jesus has done. I want to say this. God is not a monster. I know there are some of you that are saying, oh, because I did not give tithe, maybe this is why my life is messed up. No, no, no. God is not a monster that is looking to punish you. Is giving tithe important? Yes. Does it have benefits? Yes. Is prayer important? Yes. Is not sinning important? Yes. Do they have benefits? Yes. But they do not change the way God looks at you. God looks at you with the eyes of love. Now, you have to allow the love of God to come in you and transform you as you receive it. Not for you to be transformed so that you can receive. The love of God does not demand anything from you. It doesn't. It is the love that has been supplied to you, given to you. Can you receive it? That is now your work. So the Bible teaches us that we need to labor to enter God's rest. We are not laboring to be loved by God. We are accepting what God has made available, and in that way, tuna relax. Tunapokuambia, when I tell you that you are forgiven, you don't need to do any extra activity to be forgiven. You need to accept that to be a reality, that I am forgiven. And stay with that reality until it becomes part of your life. And then you will understand that that truth will teach you not to sin. There is a way when you start accepting and receiving the love of God, the love of God leads you to a lifestyle that is free of sin, that is free of certain things. But as you grow, you may be stumbling here and there, but your mistakes does not change how God sees you, because when God looks at you, He looks at you through the lens or the eyes of Jesus Christ. So wewe ni mtu ambaye Mungu anakupenda na kukubali, not because of your own activities, but because of what Jesus did. So Jesus said, I am your source. If you can only stay with me, everything you do will have extraordinary outcomes. When you start working with God, things that hinders God to do. Ngoja niwaambie ni kitu. 1 minute. The Bible says, do not be anxious for nothing. All right? But in everything, by this way and that way and this way. The Bible also teaches that, hear me, the Bible teaches that cast all your cares. Nataka usikize very careful. Cast all your cares. Look at this. All your cares. God cares about everything you care about. Cast all your cares. Narudia. All means all. Whether it is sexual, physical, mental, financial, relationship, whatever, God cares about every detail that you care about. Narudia. The Bible says, cast all your cares for he care unto the Lord, for he cares for you. All means all. God cares about everything you care about. But there is a way to empty yourself before him, to allow him now to work on your behalf. Now listen, as long as your cares remains your cares, God does not care. Let me repeat. As long as your cares remains your cares, God does not take care of your cares. As long as you hold on to the stress, the anxiety, the fear, the worry, God does not handle that which you're worried about in that way, because God can only work when you rest. So which is better, between God working on your case or between you working on your case? Ni tofauti na kutokutake responsibility. Because worry is not taking responsibility, even though the world has created worry to be a way of taking responsibility, but it's not. Fear is not a way to take responsibility, and to be anxious or stressed is not a way. So as long as you're working on it internally, and I'm talking about struggling to make it happen internally, and you know that you have no answers by yourself, that limits God from working on your case. Because as long as your cares are still in your hands, God cannot work on them. So we have to not struggle to do this, but to learn to accept that God can handle our business. that even when we are in the middle of a gigantic storm, we can take a nap and sleep. So many things will change in people's lives if they would learn to relax, rest, and give their cares to the Lord. So the way to give your cares to the Lord is very simple. It begins by you working with Him, abiding in Him. Just kukaa naye, tembea naye, just do every small thing with Him. Ninawaambia watu wa Mungu, you can excel in places that people fail. You can go so high in places that people go so low. You can even have an amazing health in a place that people would be dying, simply because you are rested. So the question you need to be asking yourself is that, which is better, for God to work or for me to work? And you realize the moment you start casting your cares onto the Lord, there is clarity that comes in you. Now you don't become stress-oriented, because stress and anxiety is focused on fear. It is a product of fear. And there is no solution out of fear. But rest brings creativity. It comes with solutions. So it doesn't mean don't care in that natural sense. It means give it to the Lord, and the Lord will start opening your understanding to find out the solutions. And even as you're waiting to get the solution, you can enjoy your life. You can still be doing something extra. So there are people that have wasted 10 years of their lives worried about things they cannot fix. And they were supposed to give that care to the Lord. So I don't know what you're carrying in your heart, but this becomes something that hinders God to work, the stress. As much as we love, as you know, it's the nature of the flesh to want to take control. So as much as people would love to stress, stress does not help God, it does not help you, but it creates a gap between the workings of the grace of God and you. Well, as a child of God, you have to understand there is a lifestyle for you. And it begins by you abiding, you staying. God is God, is God that carries the name Jehovah Rapha. He is known to be God of restoration, God the healer. But when you study the word Rapha, you will understand at the root of it, the word Rapha means relax. When you study the word Rapha, at the root of it, you will understand it means relax. So when you call God Jehovah Rapha, it means God who causes you to relax. And that God heals men from inside out. We see Jehovah Rapha when Jesus was on the boat, and the storm came and the man was sleeping. We see Jehovah Rapha when the children of God were faced with enemies from every side, and God said, "Be still. Relax, because the enemies you see now, you shall never see anymore." We see Jehovah Rapha in statements like, "I will fight for you if you hold your peace, if you relax." We see Jehovah Rapha, God who restores. Now look at this, even in the Garden of Eden, when Adam had to fall asleep and God removed a woman out of him because he knew that Adam needed help. Adam was exhausted. So it only took Adam to sleep, to completely rest, for God to bring the helper out. There are revelations you'll never have unless you learn to relax. So it was only when Adam relaxed that he saw a creature and said, "Now this is the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh." It was only when he relaxed. Only when he rested. When he came from the rest, he said, "Now this is the woman." God never told Adam, "I removed this one from you. This is the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh. This now is the helper that suits me." It was only from the rest. He was no longer anxious. So we see this God as Raphael, God that makes men to relax, when he said, Stand still, relax, and see the salvation of the Lord. We see him in Psalms 46:10 when the Bible says, "Be still, relax, don't fight, don't struggle, and know that I am God. I will reveal myself when you let go of your cares." So the way to see God is the way to let go, is the way of the letting go. I know you may look at your child and say, "Eish, my child." You may look at your marriage and say, "Oh, yeah. You may look at your man, woman, career and say, "Gaga, what is going on?" And God says, if you learn to let it go, but let it go into the right places, into my hands, I will reveal myself to you. So there are people that are praying from places of fear and worry and anxiety. This is the reason why people don't get answers. You wonder why there are people overnighting every here and there, and they're struggling with the same thing. Because all they pray about, they're still holding on to the things that they're praying about. Worry does not help. God does not help you. But worry stops God. So when you start working with the Lord, unapoanza kutembea na Mungu, you're not just doing it for the show. As I said, when Jesus said, "I'm the vine, you're the branches," you have to realize something. The stem, the part that Jesus referred himself to be, is not a fruit-bearing part. Naomba uone, yani Yesu akujitamka, he did not say, "I'm the one that bears fruit. You bear the fruit, but I am your source. Your life comes from me. And your ability to stay with me, not to struggle, no, to just stay, to chill with me, will cause you to be productive." Now look at this. The way of productivity is the way of you doing something with him. Because he did not say, "As you stay with me, you do nothing." He says, "If you abide in me, if you stay with me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing." It tells you that you bearing fruits is connected with you doing something, but doing something from a place of resting with him or moving with him. So iki unachokiangaikia from the supply of God, as I told you before, God is the supplier. God is your source. There is nothing, guys, this is the God that made you. Hakuna utakacho itaji. There is nothing you may face. There is nothing, hakuna jaribu la kisasa. There is nothing that is out of stock in his supply. Hakuna. Narudia, this is why we say what God cannot do does not exist. There is nothing, I repeat, there is nothing that you may need that is out of stock in his supply. Your health, your joy, your fiancé, your wife, your husband, your children, their welfare, their future, everything. There is nothing that you may need that is out of supply from God. Only if you learn to stay. So you have to master the art of ignoring what you can't change. Because all that this is saying, ni kwamba, be here and be here now and do what you're supposed to do now. What you have to face tomorrow, 20 years from now, 10 years from now, is really God's business. It's none of your business.